Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
510, Jordana Green here. Is there still snow on your street? Are you plowed out in Plymouth, Sue?
I am. My street's plowed out. I mean, it's still a mushy mess, but it has been plowed.
I'm plowed out in St. Louis Park. Out in Eden Prairie, they're plowed out. So I was shocked to learn, according to the Star Tribune today, that there are streets in St. Paul, and you St. Paulites, please do call me and let me know what's going on, 651-989-9226, that entire streets don't get plowed. And now people are firing up their snowblowers and just doing it themselves. So I guess it's Quirina Street that they talked about in St. Paul. It's not like a busy thoroughfare. It's not a main road. It's not even a block long. But they never got plowed. And it was, I guess, 3 days after we had snow Monday night. And then we had snow again on Tuesday. And the residents were like, well, I guess we'll just do this on our own. So get out the plows and get through the streets. Forget about the sidewalks and their driveways, which were done at this point. They just had to do their own street. And St. Paul, it's hard. I get it. City officials have been trying to explain how they use 65 to 80 plows to clear snow from nearly 1,900 miles of city streets. They can hopefully do it in a couple of days. They don't declare snow emergencies unless it's 3 inches or more. But my goodness, it seems like at least 3 days after it snowed, and it was a big snow Monday into Tuesday, we got quite a bit, at least do a pass through every street. That just seems crazy. Are you out there? Are you having trouble like this? Or did they do a great job on your roads? And if you're out there with your own snowplow, you call in. You get to vent on the air for free. I won't even charge you for that one. 651-989-9226. Pete's in St. Paul. Pete, what the heck is going on out there?
Oh, wish I knew. I live on Maryland Avenue, just east of White Bear Avenue.
Okay.
Now, there is no businesses east of me. I live on an emergency night plow route, and the snow is 2.5 feet away from the curb.
Okay, so the snow's 2.5 feet away from the curb because you've plowed from you to the curb?
Well, they go and do like the center part,
but okay. They
don't plow it curb to curb.
I see. So they're just doing a pass. And was that the city, or was that somebody who paid on your street to have like a guy in a Jeep who does it for a business come and plow out his driveway?
No, that's the city. I mean, I've tried to keep it clean to the curb in front of my house because I'm handicapped and I have a hill to get up to get into my driveway. And so it's important to me to have the bottom part of my driveway cleared out.
Did you call the city?
All the way to the curb.
Did you call the city and say, what the heck?
I haven't called them yet. It was on my to-do list. But
when
you work from 6 o'clock in the morning to 4:30 at night.
Amen, boyfriend. I hear you. It's okay. I got you. You're busy. You got a life, right? That's the whole point. You got a life. So you want to be able to drive down your street and at least get to the driveway that you plowed out.
But I do have to say, last year, I did run into a situation where I just got done cleaning out the bottom of my driveway, and the snowplow comes along, and now I got this great big mound. There was a lawn service company that was right before him. He dropped his blade, and he swung all that stuff up onto the boulevard. I was going to give him $20, but he just kept on going.
Oh.
So there still are some good doers around.
There certainly are. See, there are some good guys out there. Pete, well, I'm sorry for your angst. I'm glad you got a chance to vent a little bit.
Thanks.
Keep fighting the good fight, Pete. And Susan's friend, Dave, does this for a business, right? Dave plows out.
He plows,
he plows my driveway. So, and he does a great job. He comes anytime it's over 3 inches. So does he run into roads a lot? Does he get out there before the plows are out there?
He gets out there while it's snowing, and then sometimes he'll get out there after it's snowing because he has a regular job too. But he's got a four-wheel drive truck with a plow on it, so it doesn't matter if the residential roads aren't plowed. He can just zoom through it. But he normally just drives through it. But there's been times where we had the big storm, not this week,
the previous one.
He plowed out part of our cul-de-sac for our neighbors and plowed out a couple of the neighbors while
because the city hadn't gotten there?
Because, yeah, we're kind of the last ones who get plowed on our part of Plymouth. So we can go, if it'll snow at night, like overnight, and we wake up to all this snow, the plow might not get there till like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
So then does Dave do the Good Samaritan thing where he plows the street, the
path?
He
plows a huge area in front of the driveway too, because he knows when the plow comes, the plow is going to leave that magic berm in front.
That's what he was talking about, 2.5 feet of, you know, near
so
the curb.
He tries to plow out parts of the street so that it's less stuff that the plow can take up.
Well, folks in St. Paul and maybe out in Plymouth, I'm feeling your pain. I'm really sorry. Hopefully by tomorrow or the next day, the city plows are going to get to you. I had no idea that this was still happening. I thought they were just working just till dawn and overnight to make that happen for you, because that is unfortunate. If you don't have a four-wheel drive, I don't know how you even get through some of these roads if they're not plowed out. Let's try to sneak in Mike before we have to hit the break. And in the next break, we can talk about the national emergency. I know I have a couple of calls to take on that. Mike, jump in here. Have you not been plowed out yet?
Oh, like that other guy, man. He comes only to the one strip.
I think Mike hit the sauce a little early today. Mike, you're a little early for the happy hour. The happy hour is at 5:35. That's when you have to call back and smoke those pinners. Mike, that's when you got to call back. And by the way, I posted on Facebook a video of two happy puppies playing in the snow. I want to hear what you're happy about, and we will repeat them come time for the happy hour. That's going to be at 5:35. Here's the number, 651-989-9226. You're going to call in at 5:35, and you're going to tell us what is making you happy. When we get back, is the national emergency making you happy? Are you saying great? Or maybe the lawsuit brought by the ACLU that says, no, President Trump, we are suing you. We believe this national emergency is unconstitutional. Yay or nay on the national emergency when we return. All right, we have some time, and I promise to take calls. I'm sorry that we had to not take as many calls as I would have liked earlier in the day. 651-989-9226. President Donald Trump declared a national emergency in his bid to fund his promised U.S.-Mexico border wall without congressional approval. Democrats vow to challenge this as a violation of the Constitution. And in fact, the ACLU announced today that they are filing a lawsuit against President Trump and the administration because they believe the border wall is unconstitutional. So that is the first of what is sure to be many lawsuits filed against the national emergency. All right, you get to chime in. We'll take some calls, 651-989-9226. Hey, this is a great idea. This is a national emergency, and this is how I want him to pay for the border wall, or absolutely not. He should use the $1.3 billion that he signed on to the bill, the budget bill. He should use that for border security, as it is labeled that way. Maybe try some other monies. There was $900 million that was unassigned. That Fox News was saying he can use for the border wall. So there's almost another billion right there, and leave it at that. Or absolutely not, declare this national emergency, move forward on that, and then we can get the $5.7 billion. It's going to be a whole lot more than $5.7 billion. So you get to chime in. You know what I think. I think that there is no national emergency. This is a fake news emergency. This is not an emergency. Border crossings are at 400,000 people now. They were at 1.6 million almost 20 years ago. They are at an almost all-time low. So there is no emergency. If you felt it was an emergency, you should have declared it your first day in Congress. You should have declared it when you had a Republican-controlled Congress. You don't feel like this is an this is a made-up emergency. It's funny, on Facebook now, Well, I'm seeing memes. You know, when, God forbid, something terrible happens in this world, people check in as safe on Facebook. Well, now on Facebook, they're checking in as safe from the non-emergency that is the border crisis. It's just a funny meme that's happening on Facebook. I imagine there will be many, many more. Terry, you're up first. Terry in Maple Grove. Terry, jump in. Yes, great national emergency, or no, this is absolutely insane.
Yes, for national emergency. I just came back from Arizona today, and it's crazy down there. I've never seen it so bad.
Never seen it so bad. How? Tell us more, because I haven't been down to the border. So share with us what you learned, sir.
There are more people near the border trying to get across than I have ever seen. And I've been going down to Arizona for 25 years. It is crazy.
I imagine you were looking at what was a documented border crossing, right? Can you describe the people? Who were they? What did they look like? Gender, age?
I was near Nogales, Mexico. And again, typically you see people that are coming across the border that are working for, you know, they work in the day in the U.S. and then they go back.
Mm, okay.
But now it's just many, many people, mostly males, and did not see as many families as I have in the past.
And the people in Arizona, were you visiting friends down there, Terry?
No, I have a house down there.
So I'm
down there quite a bit.
So then you live down there part time, so you want to see this wall being built.
Absolutely. And when I talk to my neighbors, it's a genuine consensus. Everybody is very concerned about the influx that is coming in. Everybody's for normal immigration, legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a problem with that. They need it for filling jobs, but it's the illegal side that they're very concerned. They've seen a big difference in the crime level, especially down in the Nogales area.
Have you seen that as well? You have a house down there. Have you seen an uptick in
crime? Yeah, up in Tucson, have seen an influx of that as well.
And that, do you believe the crime is due to illegal immigration or legal migrants? Or whom?
I would say it's because of the illegal. They're very concerned. People don't go out at night as much, especially if they're going across the desert at all, you know, in a car, of course, because there's just a lot more unusual things happening that have not happened in the past.
Are you thinking about selling your house down there, Terry?
Pardon me?
Are you thinking about selling your house down there?
Absolutely not.
So you still feel safe enough to go and you want to keep going down there?
Absolutely.
Terry in Maple Grove, anything else, sir, you want to get in before I let you go?
No, I think there's been a lot of misleading stories out there. I mean, reality is it is a different place today than it has been in the past.
Terry in Maple Grove, and thank you for setting the stage for us, Terry. I haven't been to the border. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I've ever driven across the Mexican border. I never went to Tijuana in college or anything like that. I don't know what it's like. I've only flown across, you know, for vacationing in Mexico, so I haven't made a border crossing at the border. I don't know what it's like, but that's Terry's view from Maple Grove. Our number is 651-989-9226. Great idea, national emergency or fake emergency? Jerry's in Anoka. Jump in here, Jerry.
Hi, Jordana.
Hi, Jerry.
It's a fake emergency. I mean, there are other things to go away. If they're trying to get in, why aren't we trying to find a way to expedite the process and make it better to get the right ones in and filter it? We can panic on everything, but we've gone from being a democracy to a dictatorship the way it's going. With rules don't apply. So that's how I feel.
Jerry and Anoka, I'm glad you got in. It's interesting, you know, whether or not it's almost gone past the conversation about immigration. Now it's gone to, okay, this is a strange use of power, an unusual use of power that he's using, and is it going to move forward? Because national emergencies are nothing new. I believe there's 38 currently in place. President Obama had a bunch of them. I don't remember them being challenged this way, or other. The Bushes had them. Clinton had them. People declared national emergencies to free up funds And I guess they're not challenged because the Congress feels like, okay, sure, no problem. It's an efficient way to free up funds when you don't have time for a bill to get through Congress. There is some kind of emergency happening, whether it's a weather emergency or a disease emergency or a humanitarian emergency. It's a quick way to free up funds. And I don't remember them being challenged in the past. This seems to be going to create an enormous challenge for the president. Candace is in Minneapolis. Hey, Candace, jump in here.
Hey, you know, I just have a quick comment. My husband is from Mexico, and he's been here for over 30 years. He came here for work, and his entire family live in Mexico City. Never once has their family ever thought of moving to the United States. So it isn't as if people are rushing the border to come in. There are many Mexicans that are very happy there and would not think twice.
Oh, I think we lost her. Candace, you're coming in and out. I think we lost her, but I'm glad she got in. Her message to us was that, you know, there are not all of Mexico is moving up. Some people do have great lives there, and they're staying there. John, let me squeeze you in here. John in Minneapolis. Hi, John. I'm sorry I lost you, Candace. Something happened with the phone. Hi, John.
Hi. How are you?
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm in favor of moving forward with the wall. I believe the problem is real. I believe totally in legal immigration. I have no problems there at all, but I think we have a major, major issue, and I have a tough time with the fact that I thought most of the Democrats before were in favor of it, and now the only thing that matters is to be opposed to Trump, and it's sad and it's scary for our country right now. I'm in favor of building the wall.
John, I think you bring up a good point that it's scary for our country right now. And yes, the wall is a divisive issue, and we can fight about it from here till the cows come home. You know, we're not changing a lot of people's minds, but I do like hearing your voices, who's for and against and what the thought process is behind it. But the scary thing, John, that I see is that our politicians are now, it's a power grab. You said, you know, the Democrats are going to vote against the wall just because they hate Trump. Well, Trump is going to build that darn wall come hell or high water because that's what he promised he was going to do. And he doesn't care what it is. When we have a political system that can't function under the guidelines that it was set up, John, I am in agreement with you that we are getting into a scary area. I appreciate
it. It's really concerning.
It is.
I hope we can all get on the same page here and soon, hopefully.
John, I'm with you, hon. I'm with you. Thanks for the call, John.
Thank you.
Glad to hear a lot of different voices on the show. And I always appreciate your calls, and they will be treated with respect when they call in. It is also 529. Let's have some fun, my friends. I need a million calls. I want lit phone lines, not on border walls, not about hate, but about the happy hour. I want you telling me what is making you as happy as a puppy playing in the snow today. My phone number is 651-989-9226. The happy hour next. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Boy, I tell you, we had full phone lines when we were angry about the wall, but I ask you to tell me something happy and you get a little shy. Come on, folks. Let's have loop it up around here. It's Friday night. 651-989-9226. What's making you happy? I would never judge that. I would never judge that. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. I will open it up now, 81807. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. Shelly's in Rosemount. Shelly, please make a smile today, love.
Well, I am heading out of town with my son for a family's weekend.
How old is said son?
Sorry, what was that?
How old is your son?
He is 13, and we're just going to have a blast up at my sister's house this weekend.
Have an enjoyable time. Kiss that little face of his. He won't be 13 forever. Enjoy it, Shelly.
Thank you.
Enjoy Bye-bye. It. That is so great. Jerry Peterson's in the studio. Jerry, what's making you happy, sir?
That I get to see my daughter for the third weekend in a row. She decided to come back down once again from school. So she'll
Isn't
be
that nice
so
when they
sad.
Go to college? They kind of like you a little bit more, and they show up more.
I kind of like them a little bit. It's funny because I was just saying a couple not long ago, I actually enjoy having my adult kids come home.
Yeah.
There is a peace and comfort that comes with them being in the house. They don't even have to spend time with me.
Yeah.
Just being inside the walls of the house.
I love that. Do they bring laundry and want food, money, and gas?
Money, yes. Yeah. Laundry, occasionally. Okay. It's not all bad.
They love you anyway.
It's all right, yeah.
They love you.
I can live with that.
All right, Jerry. Susan, you want to jump in with your hap, or are you too busy over there answering calls?
So, you know, I've had a kitchen disaster for the past year.
Oh, boy,
and
I know.
Monday, I am going to the countertop showroom. I'm picking out my countertops. So excited.
I'm so happy for you. You have a cute kitchen now, but it's going to be fab when you're done.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
It's going to be fab. All right, let Donna's in St. Peter. Donna, what's making you happy, love?
Well, I had a total right knee replacement a week ago this past Monday. And they say it's 6 to 8 weeks. Almost done.
Yes.
With recovery.
All right. Good time for a knee replacement. You couldn't really do anything outside anyway, Donna. You kind of had to hunker down and watch Netflix.
No, but I'm sitting here watching my horses in the car.
Nice. Nice. All
How
right.
How many horses do you have?
Huh?
What How many horses do you have?
Five.
Whoa.
You're busy, Donna. My goodness. You're going to get out there riding soon enough?
I'm hoping. And we have a Bernese Mountain Dog, so my life.
Enjoy it, Donna. Enjoy it. Feel better, love. Phil's in Maple Grove. Phil, what's making you happy, sir?
I'm playing in a curling tournament this weekend with my daughter.
That's awesome. How old is this daughter?
32.
Who's the better curler, you or the daughter?
I am, but she's just beginning. I gave it up for a few years, and she said, I want to pick up curling, and so we're doing it again and playing in a tournament this weekend.
So awesome. So, enjoy every minute of that, Phil. How fun is that? Good luck. Good luck. I believe we have some special guests calling in on the line. I'm seeing a handsome husband and daughter, Marley, calling in. Hello, my perfect humans.
Hello.
Hello, my mom.
Where are you guys?
We're on the way to the airport to pick up Marley's friends from Kansas City. And I'm happy because my wife gets a couple of days off. And people don't know that just because she has a show from 3 to 6, means that she actually starts working at 6:30 in the morning and doesn't get home till 7.
You're a good husband.
So I'm glad that she gets a couple of days off, and we got 18 people coming over for dinner, and we're excited about that.
I love you, honey. Marley, jump in. What's making you happy?
I'm excited to see my friends. I have a school dance this weekend that I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. And, of course, most of all, I'm excited to spend time with my wonderful mother, you.
She's so good. I'll pay you later. Is Shayna in the car? Does she want to jump in and say what's making her happy?
She is not, but Lucy is in the car.
Lucy's in the car. Hi. Lucy Daniels, what's making you happy, lovey?
I get to see all my Kansas friends and camp friends tonight. That's making me happy.
You know what would make me really happy? If you guys tell me that Shabbat is all set up and that you help Mark set the table and the food's ready to go. Is that what's you're going to tell me?
And
everything
you're
is
do
all
the dishes.
Set. The food is ready to go. The table's set. We're cooking ready to go, honey.
You guys are the best. Safe travels. Say hi to the guys when they get in, and I'll see you all at home. I love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, babies. Those are my babies. Those are my peeps. Lester's in Green Isle. Lester, what's making you happy?
I took off from work an hour early to babysit my one-year-old grandson.
Oh, what's his name?
Martin.
We can hear him in the background making his little one-year-old noises.
Yes, he's playing really nice.
Gush a little bit about what a genius he is and all the fun stuff that he does.
Yep, yep. thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Lester. See, he's distracted. He's got a one-year-old. He can't talk to me.
He's got his hands full.
He's busy. Maybe he's got a dirty diaper going on there. Lisa's in North Branch. Lisa, what's making you happy?
Well, I don't have to work this weekend, and I've got a 12-week-old St. Bernard puppy at home that I get to spend the whole weekend with.
Well, that's going to be work, Lisa. You're going to be getting up and cleaning up some poop.
Well, yeah, we've been doing that, but she's getting bigger every day, and she's so much fun to play with.
Still got the puppy breath?
Yeah.
I wish we could get pictures on the text line. If you can, remember, Lisa, post a picture on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. I would love to see that puppy.
Oh, I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Love to see it. Thanks for the call, Lisa. Enjoy.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
It's true about the puppy breath, right? Yeah. You just want to eat them up.
I don't know when it goes away, but yeah, it's there for a while.
Mine's gone away. She's 10 months now, and she's adorable, and I love her, but she's got some stink breath going on. You know, she's a dog, you know, and she probably eats poop, too, so I don't want that kind of breath. Lily's in Roseville. Lily, what is making you happy today?
Yes, I'm happy because my soon-to-be daughter-in-law finally got to hold her her little baby. She had a baby at 28 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
And she finally got to hold her this.
Oh, that is such a beautiful thing. And baby and mom are okay now, Lily?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is fantastic. What's the baby's name?
The baby's name is Zona.
Zona. Oh, I just want to eat
interesting
that baby
name.
Up too.
I like that.
I love that name. Lily, mazel tov on your new grandbaby. And we hope all is well for everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Lily. That is absolutely wonderful. George is in Chanhassen. George, what's making you happy, sir?
Jordana, I am happy because I just ended the first week of the perfect job for me.
What's the job?
I am a membership and communications manager for a small chamber of commerce.
Beautiful.
And it's just a wonderful opportunity. It's a perfect fit for me. And I'm surprised I got picked.
Oh, well, George, you sound like a very lovely and dedicated person who is full of gratitude, so I can see why they picked you.
Well, I appreciate that, I am.
That's one. Thank you for sharing, George.
Yes,
that makes us happy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I love that when people call in to say they're happy about their job. People don't often do that. They're usually, it's Friday, I'm out the door.
Not a lot of people are happy.
That is wonderful. I love everything about that. Let's see. Mark's in Rush City. Mark, what's making you happy, sir?
Yes, you know what makes me happy is being able to reach out and just, I know, it's stupid, but just being able to have people hear my voice. It's been a really crappy week, but you know what? We all go through these kind of the problems, and I am glad that somebody is hearing my voice. And can I add this?
Yes.
I've got two cats that are constantly around my feet. And purring.
Oh,
so, I don't know. It's probably really, really crappy.
Nope.
I mean, that's my positive.
Mark, we are so glad that you called in. We hear you, and we're picturing you now with those yummy cats around your feet.
Well, it's nice that you can find that happy place that you can go to. So, congratulations, Mark.
And because you got it.
Thank
because,
you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And because he had a crappy week, that means next week's going to be better.
Yeah, why not?
I hope.
Amen, Mark.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it. I'm glad he got in. That, you know, that's a good reminder. I do tell my kids that. Yeah, when you had a bad day, the best part is you get to go to sleep, and the next day is going to be better.
Sometimes it's the simplest things in life, too.
Absolutely. Kathy's in Vadnais Heights. Kathy, what's making you happy, love?
I am driving home after spending a part of the day with my childhood friend of 55 years, and we walked out in this gorgeous sunny day and had girl chat time and visited with her kids. It was a great day.
That is so nice. Warms the heart. Kathy, great call. Thank you. Time with a childhood friend. It's like those smells. They transport you. Being back with a childhood friend, they just transport you to that time when you were in fourth grade together.
Smells, songs.
Playing jacks.
Do you want to hear some texts?
Yeah, I'm going to. Oh, and I have them up. But go ahead, Sue. What do you have on the text line?
Hi, Jordana. I'm the lady who texted you a few weeks ago about going back to college. I'm swamped out with homework, but I'm learning a ton, and I feel happy.
Yay! I love it. Sue, you get the phones. I'll read the rest of the text because I have the text line up. Oh, that's great news. And I'm glad. I love with the recurring text. So they tell us how they're doing.
Keeping us up to date.
People doing well on their cancer treatments or continuing to stay off the alcohol or the tobacco or whatever that is. We love to hear that.
Whatever their victories are.
Hey, guys, I'm happy to be in sunny Florida. I'm not judging, but I'm jealous. I'm jealous. Lynn in Rice Lake. Hi, Lynn. Happy Valentine's Day. She says her heart stress test had great results. Lynn, that is fantastic news. This texter says, I'm thrilled another one of my daughters has joined the health journey I have been on for the past 7 months. I've lost 56 pounds.
Wow. Good
and
for you.
One daughter has lost 42 pounds, and now my other two daughters are joining the same journey. That is extraordinary.
A lot easier to do it when you're doing it with somebody, and you can help each other, encourage each other.
Especially family. Meals together. That's
put money on it.
That too. You know what? Post some pictures on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page. We would love to follow that journey and chronicle that with you. This texter writes, going home to get whiskey drunk and smoke some pinners. That sounds a fun night.
I've never heard of that before.
We don't judge here on the happy hour. But we do that. We absolutely do that. Let's see some of these texts here. Oh, we got some of the wall texts in here. Jordana, I've lost my text line again, and I'm sorry about that. But we'll go to Jack in Anoka. Jack, what is making you happy, sir?
I am really happy. I've been dealing with a low tire for 2 days on the back of my truck. I took it to my great people over at Goodyear. They fixed it. There was a self-setting screw in the tire. And I says, what do I owe you guys? They says, don't worry about it, and sent me on my way.
Wow.
Now,
that's a great mechanic.
Dealing with a low tire in our climate, going to work and coming home, and I'm on the road, and they took great care, and I'm a happy guy.
A shout-out to your friends at Goodyear, Jack, and that was a great call. We're glad you're safe.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And, boy, was that a fun happy hour. Isn't that better than talking about walls? I'm talking about the love.
Yeah.
A couple of quick texts. My MRIs came back negative. Mazel. And we're heading to Switzerland to see our daughter.
Switzerland.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, not nice. Thank you for joining us on the happy hour. We love to hear what's making you happy. It's a great send-off into the weekend. Well, we can't ruin that high by talking about any news of the day. So we'll keep it light. We'll keep it fun. It is Friday. Trust me, the news will be back here Monday if you want to do a digital detox of your own about news. That's actually something we're going to be talking about on Monday, a digital detox. Many of us have put our phones away for the night and we don't look at them, which is great. Some take it to the next level and say, I'm going to go a couple hours without my phone or a full day without my phone, or even a weekend without my phone. Well, a new study out that says digital detox doesn't necessarily curb any kind of phone addiction you have. And FYI, we're all addicted to our phones. Whether we think we're not, we kind of are. So if you're doing a digital detox, not that it's not helpful, but it won't do much for you, you know, going cold turkey for a few days in the long run, to release the hold that the phone has on you in the future. Not saying it's a bad thing, but won't curb the addiction. We're going to talk a little bit more about that on Monday. And if you're doing a detox, if you've done it, I want to hear all of your experiences. So make sure you call in and tune in for that segment that's coming up on Monday. And also, there's this new trend, no cash, no cash. When you go to a restaurant or any retailer, that they say, we don't accept cash. You can only pay with your credit card. Susan, have you run into this yet?
No, I haven't run into it. But they have in Philadelphia that they're making that bill.
I want to say that I was somewhere, and I'm going to say it was at the airport. I think at one of the airport locations, you can't pay with cash. I don't remember. I'm not even sure if it was this airport. But I do remember somebody said to me, oh, we don't take cash, and I had to whip out a credit card. And I had one.
And that to me seems crazy because our currency is used everywhere. I mean, it's why would we have a currency if we...
But maybe this is the beginning of the end, Sue.
Wow, do you think so?
Could be a couple of years and we could all be done.
I mean, and I use plastic, like it's going out of style. Most of the time I use plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when I use like tiny little purchases. Like if I run across the street to get a
bag
of chips.
Yeah.
I feel dumb paying $1.79 on a card. Maybe that's my age.
The
kids don't have a problem with that.
Exactly. The kids don't want cash. In fact, when my kids do get cash, they ask to kind of cash it in. They say, will you take my cash and then make a bank transfer because we're on a bank account together. My eldest has a debit card. She has a job and a debit card. So if she gets cash either as tips or babysitting, she'll babysit. She'll say, hey, can you take this and just make a transfer? And
right.
I think you go to Caribou. You go to Starbucks. Just use that money as you're walking. Well, we called it walking around
money. Walking around money. Yeah.
Now I feel old.
Well, you know, my daughter yesterday,
they don't like it, though.
She had to help pay for a prescription, and I gave Marley cash to cover
it. We both have a daughter named Marley, by the way. Not the same daughter. We have different Marleys.
And so she was short $17, so Simone covered it. So I said, well, here, Mo, here's $17. Yeah. She goes, oh, Mom, I don't want cash. Just Venmo me.
They just want that.
And I'm like, really?
And then my oldest got savvy, and she says, well, Venmo takes a little chunk. They take a couple of cents. That's how they make money.
Uh-huh.
A couple of cents off the transaction. So my oldest says, just transfer it through the bank because you can make – we bank
together.
So
then she uses her debit card.
Then she uses her debit card. Okay. Yeah, I do Venmo her for certain things. But, if I do a bank transfer and she uses her debit card, then there's no fee, which is clever, way to get around it. But I love Venmo. I use Venmo too.
I wish most of my clients used Venmo. Right. It would make things so easy.
Yes, I do like Venmo. So we're going to talk about the no cash trend starting in Philadelphia. Could we see it here? And do you want to see it here? Is it annoying when somebody's counting out the pennies and the change in front of you when you just want to get your Starbucks? So we'll talk about that more on Monday. That's coming up. And then, of course, the national emergency. Promise I'll have all that good stuff for you. I will end the show with a couple of stragglers on the happy hour, but I came across this story that I wanted to share with you. This happened in Birmingham, Alabama. gentleman walked outside of his home, on his doorstep was a dog. He said the dog had no tags. There was a collar, but the tags were missing. He said the pup was clearly well-loved, snapped some photos of the dog, put him up on Facebook to see if anybody was missing their dog. But now he had this dog that showed up on his step, and I guess he didn't have anything to do that day. Maybe it was a weekend. He said he could have stayed put, waiting and worrying about where the dog came from. But instead, he decided to seize the day with this random pup. It's a very sweet little dog. It looks like, a golden retriever, almost. Very cute little dog. So he chronicled his day on Twitter. He writes, random dog showed up on my house, Here's what we did. It started with a hearty meal. He put out a whole bowl of dog food, and the dog wolfed it down, obviously. Clearly, she was hungry. Then he decided she needed a swim. He took her out to the lake, took the dog for a swim. There's a picture of it on Twitter. After all the paddling, the puppy needed a nap. So he laid out a blanket for her, and there's a photo of her taking a nap for them out at the lake. Then they decided to go for a boat ride. I guess he had a boat. He put her in the boat. There's a picture of the dog sitting. It looks like a really nice boat, too, sitting at the front of the boat, and they are out on a boat ride. Dog was able to soak in some of the scenery. It's pretty much the best day ever for this dog, by the way. And then her family showed up. The family got the message from somehow on Facebook, came and said the dog's name is Lola. Okay, they were thrilled to find this dog and said, we're so grateful for this gentleman for finding her, for chronicling her, for giving her the greatest day ever. And then he took a picture and he said, she said goodbye 10 minutes ago. Little did he know she was coming back. Lola came back to the porch. They hung out for a while, and then the owners picked her up again on a different day. She had so much fun. And the owners now have visited with the dog so they could spend some time together. I love everything about that story. If a random dog shows up on my front step, I hope we're going to have a great time together. That's how we should treat each other. It was a fun story to chronicle. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. I'll see you back here at 3 on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.